Okay. Hey, what's everybody? Welcome back to All of This is Temporary. I swear we are now recording. We just got through a nice solid 15 minutes.
That was so
lineup.
Good. I was like starting to feel warmed up.
You guys really missed out on that last one. This week's episode is brought to you by Oopsie Daisy. I fucked up and didn't push the button.
That was so good too. Damn it.
And cat hair.
And cat hair. Yeah, cat it's already hair. Been done.
No, it has not been done.
They haven't heard it.
They haven't heard it. Our house is absolutely covered with cat hair.
Again, it was a week ago. You did a thorough vacuuming. I wiped everything down, brushed the cat. It was fine.
I just did another one before you got back. I did a thorough vacuuming.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. And
but it reminds me of my new joke. My girlfriend, I can't wait to say this, has a big fat cat. Like everything is all about the approach. It's all in how you say it.
You have to use the right words.
And I know I'm supposed to say she has a big fat cat. Mm-hmm. And then I just want to see if that boils and see if people start rumbling. Before I say potato.
Fat pussy. Quit telling people I have a fat pussy. Baby.
She leaves her.
PH, Matt.
She has her white, fat cat hair all over the house.
He's been complaining about my fat cat since we met. It's the same argument every time. Yeah. She's slender.
It's so good. Well, welcome back for the second time from Vegas.
Second welcome.
Mm-hmm.
First
time.
Yeah, one trip.
It's really confusing welcome. When you record it once and you got to do it again. But we're doing it again because it's for you. It's for you people out there.
I mean, with that, you would think you were in Vegas and on the struggle bus.
I mean, I pushed the button. I don't know what happened. I think it... I don't know. I really don't know what happened. I pushed the button.
Well, good thing we can say retarded now.
We can. Yeah. And we can act retarded too.
I did use the R word at the conference once, but not to somebody I knew. I was, I was the handler for
a stranger you did?
Kind of. I was calling myself retarded. Okay, so
That makes it okay.
I was the handler for the big boss lady to get her from session to session. She has a packed schedule.
And she boy, gets is hungry. She big.
she's high up. The big boss. That's what I meant. She's smaller than I had thought. I thought she was a bigger black woman, but she wasn't. She's quite fit and shorter than me, but quite the energy behind her. But anyway, so I wanted to make sure I did a good job being her handler, and I could have done better, but I did pretty. Everyone had lots of praises.
Yep, you were doing a good job.
Oh, job. Anyway, so before I would like take her from session to session, I always pre-mapped everything out so I knew like the best route. All right, so my first time doing that, I didn't know where any of the rooms were. And this place is massive. Mm-hmm. I'm talking three stories, like football fields. I mean, it is spread out and the signs were confusing as fuck. So I was running around everywhere. I had 20 minutes to figure out where these rooms were and I could not find the escalator to go up to the third floor. I came up the escalator from the first floor to the second floor, but I could not find the escalator going up to the third floor. You would think it would be next to the first one.
Well, maybe you needed to ask somebody for the escalator.
Well, I asked somebody who would probably call it an escalator, and I asked him, and she was like, "It's right over there." I was like, "I just came from over there." She's like, "Yeah, it's like," she's like, "Oh, I don't know what to tell you. It's over there."
Where the escalator?
And
at?
I said, "I was just there. I did not see him. I must be retarded." And then I walked away.
And then, good.
I was like, "Am I retarded or something? Because I cannot find this." And
well, we covered this a second ago, but I've got to hand it to you. Big props for going as hard as you did because you were burning the candle at both ends. Mm-hmm. And then we decided that you were going to try to figure out and see if it burns from the middle. And it does.
And it does. And then what happens when you burn things at both ends and then in the middle, there's nothing left.
You sleep for 10 hours.
And then 10 hours again.
Mm-hmm. And you feel so good when you're all done.
Man. I'm so happy to be home.
Yeah.
So, so happy. It was fun, though. I did have my first Cosmopolitan. Have you ever had those?
Oh, yeah.
I've never had one before. They're so good.
Yeah, very drinkable.
Yeah.
It's candy in a cup.
I had like two on, or maybe three on my last night.
But I think you call them Cosmos.
Cosmos, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Cosmo.
It's a pink drink in a martini glass.
Can I get a Cosmo? Mm-hmm.
What is it? Isn't it cranberry, orange, lemon, vodka?
Yeah. I always thought it was just cranberry and vodka. So I was like, yeah, it's not a big deal.
No, that's but a vodka cranberry.
Yeah. But I tasted it and I was like, oh, this is so good. Mm-hmm. I need to be ordering these more often. Really yep. nice.
Yeah. You had an opportunity to get one last night, but you didn't. And thank you so much for treating me like a lady for my, not sure if it's birthday steak dinner. But
because I was ooh-wee. Missed your birthday, went to Vegas instead.
Yep,
mm-hmm. Left you in the dust.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Didn't even text me goodnight. Boy, that caused a problem.
It sure did. It sure did. And I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I should have called you when I was done with my because I was at a. I snuck into an after party
mm-hmm. with Ben.
No, I snuck in by myself.
With Big Fat Ben.
With Big Fat Ben. No. Okay. So here's, okay. So the conference was Wednesday to Friday. Mm-hmm. So we got there like Monday, then we did some setup on Tuesday and then most people came on Wednesday. So it was Wednesday, the day of your birthday. That was the first day of the conference. Yeah. I was exhausted by the end of that day and everybody just kind of like went and did their own thing. Ben and I talked about like grabbing some food, but then he had to like do some event stuff cause he was the event person. So I was like, I'm just going to go walk around and find a hamburger, but everything, all I wanted was a hamburger. All of the restaurants in the hotel were booked out for corporate events that were part of this conference. And so there was literally no way for me to get food unless I went to Johnny Rockets. And I did not want to go to Johnny Rockets. So I'm just walking around and I see the Blues and Brews. They're having a party and I see people walking in on the side and someone's handing out wristbands. So nice. I went and I talked to her. I said, girl, I just want a burger and a beer. Can I just please go in so I can get some food? And she's like, just tell me you're with the event and I'll give you a wristband.
There you go. Shout out.
So I did.
Shout out talking to the person.
I know. So I went in and there's a great cover band, the best I've ever heard. Huge spread of food. I got some free sliders, open bar. Amazing. I'm happy to be there by myself.
Yeah, sure.
So much fun. And so...
Fantastic.
Well, I did. I texted my friend and was like, hey, if you end up changing your mind, there's a great cover band. And but I will tell you that got me some huge kudos.
I know. Well, that's the thing.
Then he was telling everybody else, she snuck us into like the coolest place.
Well, that's the thing. I think that you really crushed it out there by not only handling your business and showing them that, you know, you're a professional and that you're a team player. And that you have a personality that is you can put in front of people and you're going to shine and people are going to like you. Mm-hmm. You're going to handle your business, but you also can party. Mm-hmm. And turns out that job number two has known about job number one since the beginning.
So I'm getting dinner with Maddie on Tuesday night. It's just her and I. And she's like, after a little while, she's like, I heard you had another job before you took this one.
Oh, she brought it up?
She brought it up. I didn't bring it up. Yeah, she brought it up. And so I said...
And you turned red, beat red in the face.
I went right through it because by this time I'd already like told like...
Done it with one.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You admitted it to a coworker before.
Yeah. The night before I did. And so, I told her and she's like, that's fine. She's like, yeah, I get it.
The recruiting agency told us that you had already accepted.
So Kim from the recruiting agency, she had spoken to Maddie, you know, after they chose me. She's like, well, you know, Maddie's like, yeah, well, we want Melody. And Kim's like, okay, well, you know, she's already accepted another job, but we'll see what we can do.
I wonder if Kim told Maddie that it was a temporary thing, that you had accepted a contract position.
It didn't sound like she did, but I told Maddie, I said it was a 6-month contract. I knew I could do both. And so that's what I've been doing, especially because when you start a new job, you're always like ramping up in the beginning. So you're not super busy and that's how it's been. But now it's really busy at both jobs.
Well, what's really cool is that she said that she had forgotten about it because you were handling your business, which is really, really cool. It's a testament to, you know,
what you're
up to.
I am responsive and everybody was focused on this conference up until now, so no one's really like worried about other things, but they are asking about a couple, one in particular project that needs to be delivered very soon. So,
And you're like, well, I'm going out of town next week, and then I'm going out of town again the following next week. Woo, we booked our trip for some scuba diving. It was going to be my trip, but it just can't go like that.
No, I wasn't going to let you go.
I mean,
get out of here.
I mean, you just weren't going to. I was waiting to book because I'm like, I know you're going to make it happen. If I'm going, you're going to want to go.
Yeah.
But we have our trip booked. We're staying at a new place in Cozumel. We're going to get there the other way. And I'm excited.
I'm going to follow you around like a little duckling.
But before that, we are headed to Austin. And the next podcast actually will be from Austin because we will be in Austin.
Are we going to record there?
Well, we're going to find a way to do it. Yeah.
Okay.
I have a couple of wireless mics. I'll bring them. We'll see if it works. I'm not sure if we'll be able to do it. But I think we can use our earbuds to do it, and we'll just record sitting and talking into our earbuds like the non-professional people do. I've got you all wrapped up in the cords all backwards. Anyway.
Oh, no. Are we not recording again?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Let me check. I make sure it's still going.
I say that all the time now. Oh, no.
But I'll tell you, I am so excited to go do comedy in Austin, where comedy is happening, versus doing it here. Philip and I went for my birthday down to Stir Crazy Comedy, because that's the only open mic that's worth a damn here. And I saw Lamar, who actually gave me a double handshake, because I shook his hand and it was so good that he wanted a second shake right away.
What exactly is a double handshake?
I shook his hand. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, damn. And he went for another shake, but he blacked the second one up. He was like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he gave you a shake.
Yeah, And
he
it's liked like,
shaking your hand. You know, it just goes to show everybody's a little bit gay.
But not enough, just for the hands. But not enough that he called me for the standby. He called two other people for the standby spot. And I even told him it was my birthday. So I really, truly am not getting any love down there. The other dude that I really don't like went up and started talking about how he is doing a sold-out show because he bombed with his set so bad. So anyway, I was just sitting there thinking, you know what? I think maybe it is time to start taking a closer look at Austin, the place where comedy is happening, and go have a look. So you and I have been planning this trip, and I am excited to do a bunch of open mics, if possible. I'm really excited about entering for the Bottom of the Barrel show, which is Brian Simpson's at the Mothership.
That's Tuesday, right?
And the big boys are often there playing around. So it'd be really cool because I'm, my off-the-cuff thinking is fun. And when you trick yourself, like one of my favorite things is when you catch yourself with a thought and then by the time it gets out, you're laughing because it's funny. Mm-hmm. The hardest part of comedy for me is because I think of the thought, it makes me laugh. Then you practice it and say it a bunch of times. And then it's not saying it for the first time, so it's not a surprise anymore. And for me, I like surprise comedy. Doing a joke that you wrote and has a great punchline is fine. But I like surprise comedy better. So I'm looking forward to that. But speaking of comedy, before we go any farther, let's cue up the bomb with me. We have
you have one?
We have a bomb with me ready to go. Let me just make sure I got all my stuff correct here. Okay. We got to go through the scarlet. Okay.
Don't bomb on the bomb with me.
All right. And if you will turn your attention to the TOV, this choosing a contento. And here we go. Ready, set, go. And no sound. Perfect. That's just how it's supposed to be. It took control of it again. Okay, here we go. Let's just back up one more time, and here we go.
Well, let's keep it going for Raymond Stone.
All right. I like to do my Spanish, but with a gringo accent. So, like, podemos hacer a todo en español si quieres. Me gusta mucho hablando en español por toda la noche. Right up the top, I want to say shout out to all the teachers. That guy, the first guy, he said he was a second grade sub. And I was like, no way. I could do second grade dom, maybe. Yeah, that's rough. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I do love the holiday. It's a little weird one, though. One in which we all collectively agree to laud overindulgence and stealing other people's land. Ooh, shout out Native Americans. Fuck! How do we get away with it? But I do love this time of year. I especially love thinking about new couples this time of year during the holidays. You guys a new couple? New couple? Good. Oh, this is so great. Due to the amount of food and drink you're going to ingest in the next coming weeks, at some point, you're just going to be two people holding a fart. It's my favorite. You're just laying there, stomach is like, grow, 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 and you're like, it wasn't me. Oh, it must have been the cat or something. Neither of you will relax to go to sleep because you just don't want to let it go. You just can't get known. Listen, if she walks away from you at a party that you're at or like at the bar, don't follow her. She doesn't want you to know what is going on over there. It's like, it's not good. Nah, I'm kidding. I'm actually, I'm kind of celebrating. So I just passed my 1 year anniversary with my girl.
So glitchy.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I don't really know quite exactly what the date is, but I do insist on celebrating the first time I got to enter her. I like to cheers her dad. I'm like,
oh shit, this is a
redo. He doesn't know, but I do.
What?
This is a redo.
No, but we've been together for a year now, and she moved in with me about 6 months ago, which I realize is a fast timeline, but she kind of still wants to have kids. She's 39, I'm 44, and so the time limit is closing. But mainly, I wanted her to move in because, like, I'm just stringing her along. I have no intention of having kids, but she's an 8, and I want to have a lot of sex with her. Wait, she's here. She's a 10. And I want to have as much sex with her as possible before she gets away from me, because they all get away. No, but I... She moved in like about 6 months ago, and I figure, you know, it's about time I give her a nickname. She's not getting keys, I'll tell you that. So I call her my little meerkat. My little meerkat. That's so cute. And she thinks it's handy because she thinks it's because it sounds cute, they're cute, and they shiver a lot, and she's cold all the time. But I know it's because that's the form her body takes when the bill arrives at the restaurant. Just... just no arms. I can't reach it. All right, well, that's my time. I'm Ray.
I can't believe that's a redo.
I think it is, yeah. Well, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it? Well, I mean, it's one of your best sets, I think. I think it was a really good one.
Well, really sorry about that. If you've seen it already, everybody.
Damn.
That's a little bit of a bummer. I thought I had a fresh one up, but I did not.
That's all right. No, we like, that's a good one, though. That's a good one to watch twice. The baby mutilation carrots. I don't want to see that one again.
Yeah.
I've seen that one a few times.
Well, this is the next one in the line. I'm getting down to it. We're running out of old bits, running out of old sets of mine.
Yeah. Can we get the fireplace going again?
No, not unless I go in the other room.
So cozy. Oh,
okay. I mean, what are you trying to do here? So, but we have a few things on the list here. I want to talk about my newest hobby, chasing pigs.
Oh. Oh, yes. Yes, you do. With sticks and BB guns.
So I've been getting pretty frustrated about the pig situation in the yard. They have been, had been, knocking over the garbage cans at the end of the driveway and tearing into the neighbor's garbage and our garbage. And then I clean it up.
Uh-huh.
And it has been happening for weeks, a month, maybe even a little over a month. So the other day, well, a week and a half ago, I was out there and I realized I'm surrounded by these pigs and they're heading for the garbage can. And I had just taken out the garbage. And I'm like, you sons of bitches, I'm done. So I grabbed the garbage can, the neighbors, which was empty, and I started chasing them around the yard with the garbage can.
You didn't tell me this.
Mm-hmm, making a bunch of noise, and then I put the garbage can back, and that dispersed them a little bit.
Well, I think we need to mention that these are javelinas, and they're blind, so they can't see anything.
So they can't see.
So that's why he's making a bunch of noise.
Making a bunch of noise and trying to scare them away, and I keep like chasing after them, and then they'll run away. And so far, they haven't like turned to challenge me because it hits me. It's like, oh, yeah, no, we still are apex predators in life. And that puts us above Javelina. So when they try to like flank you and get around, you just easily flank them and it scares them. And then I had 2 10-foot cut off pieces of like 1x1 stick from a job. So now I take those and I still haven't been able to smack one with it yet because they don't let me get that close. But then I've been running around with the BB gun and just shooting at them and chasing them with a little BB gun because, you know, even though I've solved the problem with bungee cords now, I still want to tell them who's boss of the yard. Stop knocking it over. And eventually they will stop because now they're not getting anything out of the garbage cans anymore. And they do learn. But it was really fun for you to come home and for me to be out of breath in the yard. And you're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm going to show you.
With your stick, you're like, hold my beer, watch this.
And then I just chased the pigs around the yard. And, you know, it felt good. I got to tell you, tapping into that little bit of, like, you know,
feral energy.
Well, yeah. Is it anger? It's like tapping into the...
No, it's feral. And, you know, this is my land.
Aggression. Yeah. Tapping into the aggression and embracing it every once in a while. It's good for you. It's like I'm 45. I just turned 45. And I have let like all that stuff go. I don't, you know, I just don't do it anymore. I'm not trying to fight guys, except for in my imagination. And there's a piece that you miss, you know? It's like I miss just being a little bit angsty. Because like you let it go, the testosterone starts going down. And you just go, I don't need to fight anymore. But fighting sometimes feels okay. like what I want to do for the new neighbors.
Well, they kind of have it coming. So
we need to talk about this coach rod, this Rodarella.
Maybe we can talk about it until the cows come home, but no one is going to really understand until they see it.
Allow me to paint the picture. We've all seen Cinderella. Cinderella, the cartoon, where she gets pulled around in a pumpkin coach by horses. Now, picture any horse-drawn coach that you've seen in a movie with the little curtain for the window, and it has a lamp on the side. Okay, now you keep the coach and the lamp, and then on the back, oftentimes up top, there would be where you would keep the luggage. But that is now a seat. Now we're going to add an engine to the front of this. So it looks like a T-bucket roadster smushed together with a coach, like a horse-drawn coach. And it is the most god-awful, ugly fucking car I've ever seen. And I love cars. I love cool machines. This is proof that that you cannot buy taste or decency. You just can't buy it. These people, they have, it's straight pipes. It's a V8 up front, and they have straight pipes coming up out of the top of the engine, 18 inches with no muffler. So it's the loudest noise. It really just says, look at me. But the mistake is you shouldn't draw attention to this vehicle because of its ugly nature. It's ugly.
Rewind to about a year ago, we would be sitting in the living room enjoying the view of the mountains, quiet,
yeah.
So like you could hear a pin drop. Fast forward to today, just today, we're sitting there, no more view of the mountains. We're looking at their ugly ass house instead.
It's just a flat wall.
And
really,
instead of quiet, we hear...
Yeah.
Because this thing is so loud, you can hear it coming.
Because what we're not looking at is a house. What we're looking at is their toy garage that they built, which
is even worse.
25 feet tall, blocks the view that we used to have. And you know what? That's fine, though, because it's really just helping me to find good reasons to not be in love with living here anymore. And I want to do comedy. And Austin's the place to do it. So we're going to go check that out. So actually, you know what? I think we owe them a debt of gratitude, actually.
Should we bring them like a basket of flowers or something?
Thanks for making us want to move on with our lives. Oh, that sounds great. I mean, it is just the most hideous.
You gotta
hideous,
focus on the bright side.
The most hideous vehicle. It is stuck in my mind. When I see it, I just go, not only did somebody have this idea. Now, I can see how the idea is like, oh, it might be cool to like try to combine a coach and a hot rod. But in the actual application, you realize this was a mistake. But then somebody either bought it or they still drive it.
It's the kind of thing you put into like a parade. Like that's, and maybe that's it.
Yes.
It'd be great for a parade because then you can have some people sitting on top. But other than that, like, or you can like drive people around in it and charge a lot of money or something, but not for cruising around.
It should be. I really don't.
It's a spectacle. It's a spectacle.
Yeah. He's saying, look at me. Yeah. And it's like, yeah,
he
we're all.
Care what you're thinking.
We're all looking at you, but not. It's like the motorcycles. Fag. Yes. It's like the motorcycles. It's I need to make a bunch of noise so mm-hmm. that everyone knows I'm here. And then when they look over, you go, oh, that's really ugly. I can't mm-hmm. wait. I am looking forward to the day when I'm sitting at the coffee shop and he pulls up and I'm there. And what I want to do is be like, dude, let's take a look at that thing. You can't just pull up in that and we're not going to talk about it. And then I'm going to walk around it and I'm going to be like, man, I got to tell you, this is fucking ugly. You know, with a big old smile on my face. This has got to be the ugliest fucking car.
How much money you spent on this? How much
money? Ever seen. Is this $100,000 of ugly? Because your Saguaros are the same.
God, they're so bad. You know, it reminds me of like fat chicks who wear like hardly any kind of clothing and they think they look so sexy and everybody's looking in their direction, but they're not looking at them because they look great.
Right. 90% of people are looking at that going, that's not good.
Yeah.
But then there is a 10%. So you know what? Maybe they're doing it for the underprivileged people who don't have taste. So this is for the people with no taste and they think that's cool. So you know what? Actually, you know what? It's woke. They're being woke. They're trying to be inclusive. Oh, I didn't even realize it. They're just trying to be inclusive so that everybody gets a chance to enjoy something.
Well, DEI is not legal anymore, so it's not allowed.
You know what? How has nobody switched the last two letters of DEI and just D-I-E?
Die.
Yeah.
Well, we have now.
Speaking of DEI and politics, for the first time ever on my TikTok today, we are seeing Chinese individuals talking about how the tariffs are not affecting Chinese. They were like, look around your house. He goes, I'm going to show you how many U.S. products I have in my house. And he's got empty hands.
Nothing.
And he goes, now look around your house and tell me how many. And then on another Chinese feed, they were talking about how they're not affected. China's 5,000 years old. They were here before the U.S. and they'll be here long after. And what they've been doing is, you know, they've been using the profits from the United States to increase the value of their land, roads, buildings, get out of poverty, all that stuff. And then they say that the United States, the oligarchs, the big businesses, have been using it to buy yachts, helicopters, buildings, mansions for themselves, which is very true. What they leave out is they actually didn't leave it out. They said it. They use the United States to improve their own country.
Mm-hmm.
So then it does have a value. But what's funny, the overarching theme here for me is seeing that they are putting their own advertisements in our homes, through our phones, through TikTok, which tells me they do have something that they want us to do, which is reverse the tariffs. They're trying to play the game that they don't need us, but they clearly do, because otherwise this is the first time I've ever seen, you know, individuals trying to advertise and advocate for Chinese relationships ever. It's never been on my TikTok before. So what does that tell you? It tells you that something is happening. They do need us. They do mm-hmm. want us because we're so cool.
us for something.
They want us for lots of stuff. Let's see here. I think we're getting kind of down to it. Chasing pigs. Oh, I wanted to bring this up too on the podcast. So the other day I needed some knee pads because I blow a lot of guys. And I went to Home Depot and they don't have the knee pads that I like. Mm. And I was like, they've got the other stuff. But I looked online and they're online. So I go, all right, you know what? I want to find them on Amazon because I want them here tomorrow because I want to work and I want to have comfortable new knee pads for my job because I'm on my knees all the time. I learned a couple years ago, you don't have to squat to work on an outlet. You can just kneel down. And if you have knee pads on your knees, it is so comfortable. This is why Mexicans wear knee pads all the time at work, because they're always kneeling down. If you're in a labor company, labor business, you're going to be on your knees. It's just what it is. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I can't find those knee pads on Amazon. And I thought to myself, man, Amazon and Home Depot should be teaming up and selling these and delivering them to the home. But I find them on Home Depot, and it says they can deliver them tomorrow. I go, okay, so maybe they don't need Amazon. This is really boring for you.
No, it's not. Sorry. I've been tired for a week now.
We're going to make this a short one. But I do want to tell this story because it's fucking hilarious. So I order them from Home Depot. The next day, I get, the crazy part is, I don't just get one message that says my delivery is here. I got two messages to say it was on its way. It told me the name of the driver. Then I got an SMS, a text on my phone saying it has been delivered. I got an email saying it's been delivered. Then I got a text asking if the condition of the delivery was okay. And I'm like, I got five messages concerning the fact that it was delivered. So I get home and I go to the front door and I see them in a Home Depot grocery bag, the kind that you get when you go to Home Depot and you check out and you put it in the little plastic brown Home Depot bag, tied in a knot with my name on it, left at the step, and I love it.
We're door dashing Home Depot now.
I love it because every time I order an Amazon package, like I ordered a battery for the remote switch, and the battery is, it's like a AAA battery, but it's smaller. And it's two in the package. So the package is this big. But it came in a box this big. And I was just like, this is insane. I don't like this. So I threw away the box like an American. And when I saw that bag sitting on my stoop, I was so happy with the with how they delivered the product. Mm-hmm. It just... It's working its way up. Brought to you by fasting.
Well, what they really need to do is they need to have tighter windows of delivery because, you know, to your point, when you're on a job and you fucking run out of nails, it can put you behind a whole hour if you have to go and pick up nails. Whereas if you can just, you see you're running low, you make the order, then by the time you run out, they're already delivered.
Yeah.
They really need to do that.
I did have that. That was an idea I was going over with Bo a couple years ago, is a courier service where you have a company that sets up standby people. And if you are within 5 miles of the Home Depot, you can basically ask a runner who is sitting there at Home Depot, hey, mm-hmm. I need a box of these and a box of these. You basically place your order online, send it to the courier, and like DoorDash, they mm-hmm. arrive.
You pay a small premium, but it's going to be less than you would lose if you had to stop the job and go and pick it up.
Yep. And it's, I think I saw that the Home Depot's revenues are like $180 billion or something crazy like that. By the way, I learned something. I had heard this story that Lowe's was the ex-wife of the owner of Home Depot.
That's true.
It is not true. I was listening to Are You Garbage? And they started having the argument of which came first, Lowe's or Home Depot. And it turns out Lowe's is much older. Lowe's was here first and then came Home Depot. So that wives' tale of Lowe's being
Did you fact check that?
The byproduct. I have not, but I'd love it if you would double check.
Because I love that story of how the, because it Lowe's is really is like a girly kind of store.
The story that I had heard, and from someone who claimed to have known the owner of Home Depot, was that Home Depot came first, and then in the divorce, his wife took half of his money and opened up a Lowe's and said, I'm going to open up a Lowe's right across the street from every single one. Now, it might be that the owner's wife said, I'm going to join forces with Lowe's and open up a Lowe's right next to every Home Depot, but Lowe's was supposedly founded before Home Depot, like 1937 or something.
Close. Lowe's was established first. Lowe's was founded in 1921, while Home Depot was founded in 1978.
Yes, much, much later.
57 years later.
Yeah, so I wonder how, I wonder if the Home Depot wife did say, you know what, I still am going to do this. I'm going to team up. I'm going to take this money, and I'm going to go to them with an idea. But how funny is that that's the wives' tale that I was told by a guy who purportedly knew the owner of Home Depot, and it's not true.
I'm looking up now how that started.
How did the rumor start? Yeah.
Let's see. Oh my gosh. Okay. The old wives' tale about Home Depot and Lowe's being the result of a divorce is a popular myth, not based on reality. While the two companies are blah, 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 blah. They not weren't ever married to each other. The proximity of the stores is due to market competition.
Yeah.
Yep. But then if you go down,
there's another
to
story.
X, it says Home Depot and Lowe's were once the same store owned by a married couple.
No. See,
that's a complete lie.
There are so many lies. Mm-hmm. TikTok is so crazy. The internet is so crazy. You see one thing, it's a lie. You see AI generated
like
images.
We saw about the Trump's thing. We're watching TikTok on the couch this afternoon, and we come across a video that is talking about how Trump just signed an executive order to raise the minimum wage to $25. And we're like, no fucking way.
So
there's no way Trump did that.
Google it, and he has reduced the minimum wage by 25%.
So wrong.
So they just took what he did and spun it the other way, used the same numbers, but not as a percentage, called it dollars, and then said, isn't that amazing? And it's like everything is a lie. The bigger the lie, the easier it is to believe. It's just so crazy. And speaking of crazy stuff that I learned recently, I learned, so in another interview that I saw on TikTok, it was about RFK is going to look into why autism rates are so high. And the number is staggering. In 1989, the number of autistic people born was approximately 1 in 10,000. And as of today, it's 1 in 36. That's insane.
Every time you say that, I feel like you're about to say 1,000.
another number, yes.
You're like, no, done.
36, period. That is such a crazy increase. So what they're doing is looking into why. And here's
vaccines,
I mean, maybe
GMOs, pollution.
I'm thinking it's gonna be, I'm guessing it's gonna be vaccine related.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I just don't see it because it's the common denominator for what's going into us. That
I'm still shocked how many vaccines children are pumped with. I didn't really understand the whole debate.
Right.
Until very recently. I'm like, well, I got my MMRs when I was a kid. Like, what's the big deal?
But that's it. MMRs.
Yeah. They get so many more now.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. I had no idea. 100 up to like 100, like 90 something.
It's a lot. It's a lot of stuff that gets pumped into kids right away.
Now I understand. I remember like one of my trainers when I lived in Casa Grande, she moved from California. And she said the reason why she moved her family out here is because of the they were mandating vaccines. I was like, God, you hippie. What the heck? But now I get it.
Yeah.
Now I would have done the same.
Yeah, it's a crazy world. It's so, the hard part is knowing what to believe because everything is presented as fact and then you fact check it and then it says, no, it's not. It's like everything is CNN versus NPR. Everything is just, I'm saying one thing, you're saying another thing. And so nobody knows what's true. So it's like at some point, we all just stop listening to them, right? I mean, at some point, you go,
well,
oh,
that's what's happening.
Oh, nobody's telling me the truth, so I'm not going to pay attention anymore. Mm-hmm. And then when nobody's paying attention, then they really get up to shenanigans, these mm-hmm. scallywags and rascals out there. Unbelievable.
I know. It's ineluctable, really. The.
Did you say unelectable?
Ineluctable.
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 Oh, this is the new word.
Ineluctable. Not electable. Electable.
Electable. Ineluctable. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I was correct on my assumption of this word. It's
something that doesn't make sense and you can't compute?
No, it's inescapable. You can't get away from it. The lies so are ineluctable.
So something that is luctable is something you can escape.
Electable would be escapable. Ineluctable would be inescapable.
Oh, as in like elude.
Yeah.
That's where, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, E-L-U-D-E-L-U-C-T-A-B-L-E, yeah. Right?
Hmm?
Or I-B-L-E?
Yeah. Man.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, sure is.
We got 5 more minutes, so what did we miss? What hasn't we? Oh, we could talk about somebody's new girlfriend.
Somebody's new girlfriend?
Never mind. Somebody's new girlfriend that we're not sure if we like her. We're not sure. Sorry, if we trust her is what I meant to say.
What are we talking about?
Well, let's just not even bring it up. But you know who you are. And we hope that it works out. We actually hope that it's good, but it seems like, you know, seems like, boy, the situation is tricky, and you know who you are. So we won't name you. Oh, yeah, we talked about it yesterday. Remember where we went yesterday and we talked about it? And other people know about it, too.
Oh.
We're going to dance around this one very carefully because we hope it's good. We actually hope it's good,
mm-hmm.
but we're suspicious, so you should be too. Be suspicious.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying.
No more gift cards. I do want to do a quick shout out because I don't think we shared on the podcast last time. We did talk about Bike Week, but we didn't do a follow-up from our visit to Bike Week. And one thing to note about Bike Week is that bikes are very loud.
Yeah.
Very loud, but you have an electric bike, which is silent. So when we went to Bike Week, we had to make our own sound so people would get out of our ways because we were, you know, people were walking everywhere.
We didn't talk about this?
No, we didn't. We just told our friends.
We pulled up when, and it was crowded as AF. And because all of the other bikes around us were like, vroom, 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 vroom. And we didn't make any noise. We started doing what the South Park guys did. And we would just look at people and go.
There was one truck that we went by. And I don't think you saw them. All of their windows were down. And like the whole family looked over like.
Yeah. And nobody appreciated what we were doing.
They didn't think it was funny.
Because we were stunting on all of them. And it's like, has nobody here seen the South Park episode? Come on, people. Fags. All right. Well, that's close enough. We're at 43 minutes.
Would have been an hour.
This is still all very temporary. Yeah. Did we miss anything? Oh, no. I don't think we missed. We just kind of brushed over it all.
Yeah. Yeah. We just didn't tell it as good the second time.
Well, I'm really sorry about and by the way, it's a 12:08. So when you said that we were looking at, TikTok this afternoon, that was this morning. So minor correction. Yeah, try not to say the wrong thing all the time.
Can't help it, I'm a girl.
Oh, how funny was that this morning where the girl slammed the guy's VW car door and we all heard it. And it's mm-hmm. like, it's just built in. It's baked in to the, it's in your DNA.
I don't do it anymore.
No, but you had to be told hard.
You did tell me hard. You well, got very like, angry. And I was like, I don't want to make this man
that's
angry.
That's not true. I was like,
no,
why?
That's.
Yeah. I was like, you could see that it made me angry and that I stuffed it back down and was quietly saying, please don't do that. But
yeah.
You can see that it makes me upset because it's like, you're going to slam the fucking door off its hinges. It's not, you don't have to slam it that hard. And so Robert, my brother, told me that his girlfriend does the same thing. She closes her door nice and normal. So he said he got into her new car and slammed the door. And she's like, what the fuck? And he's like, uh-huh. Do you see? You don't have to. And it's just like this some baked in thing that women, we love you and you're the best.
Maybe you should just open the doors for us and then you don't have to worry about it.
All right. I'm just picturing when we go to get out of the car. So then should I open it then too? I'll just reach across you. Mm-hmm. And then I'll let you out first. And I'll be, don't close it. I'll go get it myself.
You crawl over.
So what you're saying is do it yourself if you want it done right.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And thanks for treating me like a lady at dinner. Oh, we didn't talk about that. How you treated me like a lady.
Mm-hmm.
And you bought dinner.
Yeah, I think we talked about it.
And on the first round we did.
Oh, okay.
And you bought a nice bottle of wine. You smelled the cork, although you didn't. You just tasted it.
Are you supposed to smell that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's...
I'm not that sophisticated.
The classier ways you should be able
to tell. I've never done that before. I've never ordered a bottle of wine. I've never ordered a bottle of wine at a restaurant before, and much less one that's not the cheapest one. And... got to do the tasting and the picking out. And
what's funny
is it feels so good. I'll do it again too.
What's funny is you didn't have the balls to send it back, even though you didn't actually like it all that much.
Well, it needed to breathe. It tasted better after it breathed a little bit. It was just like a little bit sour, a little bit like puckered my cheeks.
No, it wasn't a great bottle. And so, but what was funny is the first bottle she brought out, she broke the cork.
That's the one I really wanted.
Tried to get us to keep it. She was like, do you want to keep it? And you're like,
that's $50 a bottle. Yeah. No.
And you're like, I mean, she goes, well, I can filter it. And we're like, I mean, and you, I'm like, I'm staying out of this. I'm going to let you decide. Uh-huh. You go, oh, we'll pick something else. And then the second thing that you picked wasn't as good. And so I was like, oh, this
is
where.
It was more expensive than the first one.
If you were brought up right. And I mean, with money, mm-hmm. you would have sent that one back too. You would have said, no, let's try something else. You would have kept her coming back with other bottles of wine.
More and more and
absolutely.
More.
Absolutely. Because what she admitted is true. They just sell it by
the
glass.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Yeah. It's not a big deal.
They're going to sell it by the glass to other customers. Mm-hmm. And those customers will get a rare treat.
It ended up being a really well-balanced glass of wine.
But the steak. Ooh,
the steak was so good.
Keeler's.
Thick cut.
Keeler's.
Big portions.
You don't have to go to the fancy places. It's pretty fancy, but it's Cave Creek fancy where I was dressed
honestly,
the help. I forgot to mention this is the second time we've gone to a steakhouse and the shirt that I chose, I'm so blue collar in my core that me putting on a button-up shirt matches the fucking button-up shirts that the staff is wearing at the goddamn restaurant. I did it.
And it wasn't the same shirt.
No, I did it. The first time was at Capitol Grill, where your dad bought us a birthday dinner.
And I was dressed like a hooker.
Christmas dinner. You were, and I was dressed like an employee. And then this time, you still had a little bit, you had the hooker jacket on.
My leather jacket?
Yeah.
I love that jacket.
I know. It's a great jacket, but it's a little bit, you know, it says something.
Lambskin leather. Yeah. It's a nice jacket.
And then I was like, oh, you know what? I've got this old, like, kind of nice denim button down with short sleeves. It's warm out. I'm like, oh, this is the perfect shirt system for Keeler's restaurant. And then we walk in and the employees are all wearing denim with the white stitching. And it's just like... It's
the hooker and the help.
Why? There's your children. Boom. And that's the name of this episode, The Hooker and the Help. well, thanks for playing along. This has been fun. It's really nice to have you back. I'm looking forward to our trip to Austin and then our next trip to go diving because we need to go do some fun stuff. We've just been both plugging along and working and saving.
We need a vacation.
And it's time to go have some fun.
We need to play.
As always, thanks for playing along and listening, and we hope you have a wonderful time, and we love you so.
Bye.
Bye.